Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. This is Joyce Riley. It is not anyone else sitting in today. Catherine Albrecht, unfortunately, was not able to be here. I am. So we're going to be talking whatever you want to talk about in the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to be talking about whistleblowing. And I want to bring to the table some of the things that I think are important from my background in history in being a whistleblower. I mean, it's not easy. It is not easy. Did you hear what happened in Argentina? A gentleman who had taken an issue with the government of Argentina, the president there, Cristina Fernandez, just hours before he was supposed to whistleblow, was found dead. Of course, it was a suicide, they say. Gunshot wound to the head, just hours before he was going to take the accusations to the court. It is not an easy job. It is not a fun job. And I want to talk to the extent to which there was a cover-up in the case of Janine Jones. It's huge what happened with Janine Jones. That was back in 1984 time frame. 1980, early 1980s time frame. And think if it was going on then, what is happening now? And I've never really told the entire story. I think you will find it interesting as to just how expansive the cover-up was. More problems around the world if you're listening to CNN. And seriously, I'm going to tell you sort of what is happening on CNN just so you can know. And hopefully you're not listening. Hopefully you don't have maybe you don't have a television or not interested in all of this. But let me tell you, it is 24/7 ISIS. More terror threats. Terror threat in France, terror threat in Belgium, terror threat in Germany, another terror threat in name the country. And they are setting the stage for another African country to be invaded by the United States for their own good, of course, because their government is out of control. So, of course, what happens? The United States must enter. And they've been setting the stage for this for several days now. You hear it over and over again. Somebody must do something. Where is the United States when they're needed? Well, they're spread all over the globe in every other country out there. And now they're getting ready to evacuate the embassy in Yemen. The country is Yemen where this is all going on. They're getting ready to take all the American people out of there, of course, just like they did in Tripoli. Oh, really? Do you remember what happened in Tripoli? Do you remember what happened in Libya? Well, get ready, Yemen. You have a problem. I mean, why do you not see Switzerland going in? I know the position Switzerland has. Why do you not see Sweden? Why do you not see Netherlands? Why do you not see the UK? Why do you not see any other country? Why do you not see another African country that might have more responsibility for the issue than the United States? Because the United States goes in, deconstructs the country, and then plunders it because the government is not doing their job. Fallout from the Charlie Hebdo situation, it is not going well. Muslims are very upset at being demonized, and they're talking about it. And Genesis Network has been subpoenaed for a radio show. We've got lots to talk about today. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned. Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Yes, it is Joyce Riley. I am live today, and it is the 20th of January. 20 January 2015. It is Tuesday, and I am so glad to have all of you joining us. There's a lot of news, and if you're watching television, it's all the same thing. 24/7, the most wanted woman in the world. Right. The most wanted woman in the world. That was supposed to be the girlfriend of the man who killed people at the kosher market. That's the story, and they are blasting it all over CNN. You know, it's interesting because Fox is not as adamant about being the voice for the government's agenda. I mean, they got other agenda that they're doing now. And it's pretty much about why, well, Mitt Romney is... Really? Are you serious? I mean, what in the world does anyone think that Mitt Romney might accomplish? Mitt Romney, or fill in the blank of any of the known people, other than maybe Rand Paul. He might get in there and make a huge, huge difference. Who knows? I don't know. I'd like to think so, and I believe he is going to respond to the President's State of the Union message tonight. I believe I saw that, and I really hope that he does. I wonder how he got that job. I'm glad. I am really glad. And, of course, the biggest story on CNN right now is ISIS demands $200 million for Japanese hostages. Two. That's $100 million per Japanese hostage. And it is the same phony footage from the same phony scenario that occurred before. You know, what I find interesting is that CNN keeps saying over and over again, well, these are slick videos. Boy, these ISIS people have gotten good at their videos. Really? And you look at the video, grainy, shows the same people running around in the sand with weapons, with totally covered, which, you know, they would be totally covered in 120-degree heat. You know that. Faces, everything. With ISIS flags flying. I mean, danger beware. Anytime you see ISIS flags. But anyway, that's a big story. ISIS demands $200 million for Japanese hostages. Will they get it? Will they not get the hostage money? And will they die? You know, so many of the Muslim people are now standing up and saying, wait a minute, this whole thing stinks. And I am so glad it's about time. I wish it would have happened a long time ago. I wish all the Muslim people would be standing together and we would get right there with them and say, you are right. This thing stinks. I don't know anything about the Quran. I don't know anything about your religion. I mean, well, we know more now than we've ever known, I guess. But I respect you and your right to have peace. Now, a lot of people email me and say, oh, but just look in the Quran and see how horrible these people are. Really? Have you read the Old Testament? Seriously, have you read the Old Testament? Now, that's different because that's our religion. I understand that. But do you know what they did in the Old Testament? I mean, just they cleared out total, I mean, people's families, lines and lines, generations of people. And why did they do that? Well, I guess it was God's will to kill all those people. Well, anyway, to me, the Muslim people have a huge axe to grind with the government state media. And I only wish them all the success in the world. I would love to have some Muslim people on the program here talking about what they are doing and how they are responding. I'd love to see that. And if you are Muslim and you're a listener to the Power Hour and you want to come on the Power Hour and say, wait a minute, we have a peaceful religion, then contact us at thepowerhour at thepowerhour.com. I want to give you a position to speak from here, a platform. I'd like to hear from you. Thepowerhour at thepowerhour.com. All right, let's get to the news today. The news is mostly agenda, and I'm not going to read a lot of that. I'm not going to talk about most of the agenda news stories because they want us to repeat that. You know, like the ISIS threatens to kill two Japanese hostages. They got 72 hours. The Japanese prime minister allegedly called the threat unforgivable, cut short his Middle Eastern trip. It was printed on Islamist websites. Now, remember, there is a new, well, not new, but there is a magazine now. They're getting so slick. So slick that they have a magazine called Inspire. And I would probably say, man, you go to Inspire, you know, which is the Muslim website, and you will be tagged. You're it for going there, I'm sure. Anyway, Russia and U.S. nuclear material security cooperation has now been discontinued. Moscow and Washington have officially ceased 20 years of cooperation over securing storage of nuclear material in Russia. So U.S. was sending all their nasty nuclear material stuff to Russia, you know, for them to put out in the middle of flaming nowhere Russia, I guess. Russia's Rosatom warned that no new contracts with the U.S. are expected in 2015. In other words, we don't want your nasty, ugly stuff here. So now where are we going to send it? I don't know. We've got a whole country in Africa we could go and take over and send it over there, right? Germany's Bundesbank resumes gold repatriation and transfers 120 tons of physical gold from Paris and the New York Fed. The Bundesbank successfully continued and further stepped up its transfers of gold last year in 2014. 120 tons of gold were transferred to Frankfurt from storage locations. 35 tons went from Paris, 85 tons from New York. Implementation of our new gold storage plan is proceeding smoothly. Operations are running very much according to schedule, they said. French flags. Hollande's pictures are being burned at the Charlie Hebdo protests worldwide. Now, this is not news you're hearing on television because they're telling you only about how everybody is in line with supporting Charlie. No, I am not Charlie, and I explained to you why yesterday. Because I believe that it is disgusting what the Charlie Hebdo magazine did. And I believe there is no place for that in a society that wants to have a moral basis. Something, anything with a moral basis to it. I mean, their things are without a doubt disgusting. Beyond everything you can imagine. I mentioned one of them yesterday. I'm not going to mention it again. But thousands are protesting across the Muslim world against Charlie Hebdo after the satirical magazine printed new cartoons depicting Prophet Muhammad last week. They are just sticking them in the eye. Just purposely. French flags and pictures of Hollande were burned, the president. French-run businesses, churches, and French cultural centers have been targeted. And then back to the story. The Argentine prosecutor found dead hours before testimony against President Fernandez. The Argentine prosecutor who accused President Cristina Fernandez of orchestrating a cover-up in the investigation of Iran over the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center has, according to the AP, been found dead in his apartment. Times of Israel reports that Alberto Nisman, 51, was discovered by his mother in a pool of blood in the bathroom on Saturday night with a gunshot wound to his head, hours before he was set to testify on the accusations of the cover-up. The Russian Central Bank bans Western ratings agencies. We don't want your ratings, period, so don't rate us. So the people will see what's happening here. On the heels of last week's downgrades by Fitch and Moody's to just above junk status, Central Bank of Russia has issued a statement that it will no longer use credit ratings from Standard & Poor's, Fitch, Moody's, that were assigned to them after March 1st of 2014. All credit ratings will now be at the discretion of the board of directors of that bank as regulators assess whether or not the ratings made after March are accurate. Sounds like Spain, Greece, and USA's previous derision over ratings agencies proclamation is heading east. Spain and Greece are in rough shape, by the way. And almost 10,000 girls, some as young as 10, have now been given contraceptive implants, putting children at risk of horrendous abuse. The Nexplanon, N-E-X-P-L-A-N-O-N, implant, Nexplanon, according to April McCarthy, is said to cause headaches, vaginitis, that's inflammation of the vagina, weight gain, acne, breast pain, viral infection, sore throats, flu-like symptoms, stomach pain, painful periods, mood swings, and depression. East Lancashire Health Trust in the UK, University Hospitals of Leicester Trust, and a children's hospital in Liverpool, each gave the implant to a 10-year-old during the last 5 years. But they say 10,000 may have received that. As young as 10. U.S.-built Ebola treatment centers in Liberia are nearly empty now as outbreak fades. We were all going to die by Ebola, and oops, no, that didn't happen, did it? And now, really, does anybody believe this story? We still have 3,000 troops there building centers, though. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I'll give you an update on Pastor Raymond just a little bit later, and also an update on the girl who said no to chemotherapy. We talked about this story. Girl in Connecticut said no, and the Supreme Court of Connecticut said yes. You will take this against your will. We'll give you an update on that. Getting back to the international news, allegedly the U.S. built Ebola treatment centers are empty. Another boondoggle, another way to waste a whole lot of money and make everybody think there's an issue when there isn't, or maybe there's a way to send 3,000 plus military people to West Africa to build bases. Maybe they weren't building Ebola centers. Who knows what they were doing? Because we don't have any trust in our government that is operated by those that have evil intentions. We don't know what's going on. It's very easy to say, yeah, we sent 3,000 military people to West Africa and they built centers for Ebola. Really? They knew exactly what they were doing, and they probably have accomplished their goal. In doing what? I don't know. Russia now is going to start testing an Ebola vaccine on primates at the beginning of 2015, this spring. Everyone wants to make money off of sick people. And I would say they probably want to make a disease even sicker than it really is. Obama's going to be doing the State of the Union message tonight, which I will not be watching. I may read it to see if there's anything in there that tweaks my interest, but I doubt it. Anyway, they're going to include an illegal immigrant in the audience, gun violence victim, and Ebola doctor. Oh, that ought to be really juicy, don't you think? According to the Washington Times. Hey, how about a veteran who you actually stopped from committing suicide? How about that? And also, there is a veteran who was found dead. He is an anti-establishment movie director. You may have heard him in 2012 on InfoWars. He was doing the movie Gray State. How sad. I mean, I was saddened to read this story because it has hit written all over it. According to Aiden Salazar, this independent filmmaker and his family were found dead in Minnesota over the weekend from what media outlets are describing as an apparent murder-suicide, of which all of his friends who have known him said there is no way. He was so excited about this movie, Gray State, which is about the police state. Anyway, a neighbor alerted authorities when they found the lifeless bodies of the 29-year-old film writer, producer, and Army veteran David Crowley, and his wife, Komel, 28, and their 5-year-old daughter in Apple Valley area of Minnesota. What are they trying to get people to believe? That he shot his family and would kill a 5-year-old daughter? For what? You might want to listen to the interview and see more on that story at the email blast in the Power Hour news section. How sad. We talked yesterday about Eric Holder's changes to the civil asset forfeiture law. You know, that's where you have to turn over everything you own to the government or the law enforcement or whatever. In the event they say you need to turn it over, that's kind of my interpretation of that. Anyway, since the announcement, at least one police official is expressing his outrage, a good indication, I think, pretty good indication that the policy is going to start hitting home. Douglas County Sheriff in Nebraska, Tim Dunning, said Friday that he fears Holder's directives will lead to fewer forfeitures and fewer federal drug prosecutions, and to drug traffickers doing less time in state prison than they would in the federal facilities. This benefits nobody but drug dealers. Really? How about benefiting big time the counties and the law enforcement officials? He says, now we're not going to have a hammer over these people. Oh, you know what? That's what we need. More hammers for more citizens in this country. More hammers, right? And did you hear that H&R Block says no one can understand the new Obama tax code? I wonder if H&R Block can understand it. We'll be back after this break. 3-minute break. Let's talk about that. And Maybe if you... We'll talk about that after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking about H&R Block saying that no one can understand the new Obamacare tax code. Well, we're wondering if H&R Block can even understand it. H&R Block, the nation's largest retail tax preparation company, warns that the newly released Obamacare tax code, officially called the Affordable Care Act, or to us, the Abominable Health Care Act, is likely to confuse millions of taxpayers who try to tackle their returns in 2014. Now, you know where the story's going. Bring it to us at H&R Block. You are not smart enough to do this. Well, you're not probably evil enough to do that, to understand thousands and thousands of pages that have been placed there to confuse you. And I don't mean, well, the word evil's not right. Nobody can understand this. Now that the Affordable Health Care Act has made health care a tax issue, no one can understand it. Now, that's a statement H&R Block made in a video that resides on its dedicated Obamacare website. So there you go. Nobody can understand it. That's their disclaimer. So too bad, so sad. 50,000 people on Wall Street are going to be getting pink slips. 50,000? Wait a minute. I thought the market was going gangbusters. I thought it was awesome. Stock market at close to 18,000 again and again and again, and then down to 17,000 and back up to almost 18. I mean, it's been swinging pretty badly. But New York Post says that because of this wild swing of the axe, Wall Street's biggest banks have slashed 50,000 jobs and bonuses and expense money as profit opportunities dry up. And there's no easy way out because the Fed's quantitative easing that once rescued the financial system with trillions of cheap dollars, they say, is now history. That's when you're going to be able to watch the market swing wildly. Now, today, the market is open, set to open in the green at about 87 points in the positive. Gold is up today. It's still continuing to move up, surprisingly, around 1287, I believe it was, 1285. Oil is at 47.27. It's down $1.42 today, but still staying in the $47 range. Anyway, why are 50,000 people being let go? Because they know what is about to happen. And they have created a defensive posture, ladies and gentlemen. A breached pipeline spills up to 50,000 gallons of oil in the Yellowstone River. Breached pipeline in Montana has spilled so much oil. Bridger Pipeline, LLC, has yet to determine the cause, but has claimed the public is in no immediate danger. Just all the animals. And there is now a strong correlation between quakes and fracking in Kansas. Geologists now are saying that, oops, something's going on here. Recent string of mysterious earthquakes may have been caused by pumping chemicals into the ground as part of a controversial gas and oil extraction process that's called hydraulic fracturing or fracking. And yeah, it's a problem. And I would say it's not going to be getting any better. If you're on Facebook, your likes will reveal your real personality. You know, every time you like something, they say, well, like me, and I'll send you a recipe. Or like me, and I'll do something. I don't know, whatever they do. That gives you a more accurate analysis of your personality than anything else, says a study done by Cambridge University Psychometric Center. 86,220 Facebook users completed a 100-item personality questionnaire that provided scores for traits including openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. And guess what? Facebook had it more correct. And find out what Facebook knows about you. GHacks Tech News says most Facebook users know that Facebook knows a lot about you, but most do not know what this includes. IP addresses, facial recognition data, photo metadata may not be as obvious or as accessible on the site at all. But if you want to find out what Facebook knows about you, you can request a copy of your data from Facebook to analyze it on your local computer. While that does not include everything, it includes a lot that you might find interesting. So, if you would like to find out what they know about you, you can contact Facebook. Go to the Power Hour News section and see the story by GHacks. Find out what Facebook knows about you. And a security survey says that security products waste our time. For anyone who's freaked out when an antivirus alert pops up on their screen and they spent time researching it only to find out it was a false alarm, a recent survey will hit home. A survey of information technology officials published on Friday found that the average large organization has to sift through nearly 17,000 malware alerts each week to find the 19% that are considered reliable. Wow. That's a huge wow. They've got to employ a lot of people to do that, don't you know? Genesis Network has been subpoenaed, I understand, according to the Health Ranger, regarding an interview that was done by Robert Scott Bell. It was regarding a group of children that were removed from their home by Child Protective Services, and the parents were on Genesis. They have now subpoenaed that interview. The parents are Jeff and Tabitha Shores of Avondale, which is a suburb of Phoenix. And they removed their 7 children from the home. And they're in the process of terminating parental rights because their daughter, Chloe, 3, who was born prematurely, had a brain hemorrhage, collapsed, and died more than 5 months ago in August, is the reason for this case. Chloe was with a babysitter, and it's pretty much been determined that the babysitter was not at fault, but the child died while the parents were out. She was taking a course, and he was working. They had a babysitter. You know, nothing unusual there. And Chloe had become ill, wasn't eating, I guess, that evening, and then didn't sleep well, started screaming, you know, similar to a brain hemorrhage. And now they are thinking about taking the children away. I like this. They say the babysitter was an African-American man in his 20s. I don't know if that's supposed to be an alert or not. I don't think so, and I don't know why they said that, but be that as it may, that one child died, 3 years of age. And there had been a radio interview with the family on Genesis Network. And now Genesis Communications Network has been subpoenaed for the audio file of the Shores interview. It can happen, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful what you say on the air. Because it is permanent. Virginia's new anti-NDAA detention bill turns the table on feds. Georgia, whoa, good news in Georgia. I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that a Georgia House bill will take the first step in getting the Peach State out of the indefinite detention business. They have what's called House Bill 74, introduced on January 15th. It would prohibit any state agency in Georgia from cooperating with the U.S. Armed Forces if they attempt to indefinitely detain a U.S. citizen without due process. You go, Georgia. Awesome. Everybody move to Georgia. That is amazing. House Bill 74, introduced January 15th, prohibit any state agency in Georgia from cooperating with U.S. Armed Forces if they attempt to indefinitely detain a U.S. citizen without due process. Man, does that sound good or what? A little breath of fresh air there. And jury selection, you know, maybe they throw a bone to us every once in a while. I don't know, but we'll take it. Jury selection starts for James Holmes' trial. You're saying, James Holmes, I've heard that name before. What is that? Or maybe if I told you the movie theater shooting in Denver. And I believe that it probably happened. And I believe that people were probably killed. I don't believe the whole story on this. And I believe this guy was probably really, really screwed up. Did you see him when he came in for his hearing right after it took place? He was like so dazed that he couldn't even think. I'm surprised he could sit up. Anyway, jury selection begins today. Potential jurors are arriving in groups at the Arapahoe County Courthouse. They're going to be given a brief introduction by Judge Carlos Samore on what the jury will entail. They got to fill out a questionnaire, then go home. Now, you know how many people they are going to talk to? How many potential jurors? You ready for this? 9,000. 9,000 potential jurors. Largest jury pool ever in U.S. legal history. Now, they fill out a questionnaire. Wouldn't it be interesting if it said something about, have you listened to any conspiracy theories regarding this shooting? And, you know, maybe there's going to be some interesting questions like that. And then, maybe, out of 9,000 people, I think they ought to be able to find some people that can do what they need them to do. Anyway, largest jury pool ever. That guy, remember when he appeared in court, he had like orange, flaming orange hair or something? Remember that? Cancer develops from fungal infections like candida, we're told by Natural News. Infections can be brought on by different factors that alter the optimal state of our intestinal ecology, most notably antibiotics, birth control pills, excessive processed sugar, grain consumption, heavy metal contamination, xenoestrogens, alcohol, smoking, and chronic stress. And they find cancer in people with diets that are severely deficient in active enzymes and probiotics. And I ask, have a program on probiotics again, Living Streams, because I'm telling you, that is the best I have ever seen. So we're going to be doing that program on Living Streams probiotics. Anyway, they, Candida albicans is the bad guy in the body that creates the problems. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria is causing epidemic of infant deaths in India. I'd like to know if they had any vaccines there. Anyway, the occurrence of bacterial infection in India is among the highest in the world. And Indians take more antibiotics. Did you know this? I was not aware of this. And Indians, people from India, take more antibiotics per capita than anyone else. That's because they are sold over the counter in India. And despite efforts to curb their overuse, experts concede that a large percentage of bacterial strains in the country are now resistant to all drugs. Thank you, pharmaceutical companies. Good job. Research indicates that nutritional pH balance is key to health. The bloodstream must be at 7.3. And if it rises or falls one-tenth of a pH unit, it creates an extreme emergency. Did you know that? If blood pH moves two-tenths either way, it can be lethal. Check it out in the email blast and the Power Hour News section. Tomato juice reduces inflammation. A glass of tomato juice is known to significantly lower cardiovascular disease, cancer, and even osteoporosis. A new study from Taiwan is now showing that it has a direct effect on waist circumference. That's that tape measure you keep putting around your waist, hoping to see it'll get smaller. Cholesterol and markers of inflammation in women. Because the tomato juice contains lycopene, beta carotene, vitamin E, and many more things. Now, my question is that going to be tomato juice that you buy at the grocery store that has been cooked until everything is dead in it? Or are we talking make it your own tomato juice? I think it's more make it your own tomato juice. And by the way, online, there are some recipes for making your own V8 juice, which is probably only about 1,000 times better for you than the stuff that you buy at the store. I would say, yeah, give or take another 1,000 times better. So go online, put in make it your own V8 juice or homemade V8 juice and check that out. Yogurt's health damaging ingredients. Do you eat a lot of yogurt and tell yourself that I'm giving myself all this bacteria that's good for me? Well, if you are eating Yoplait cherry cheesecake, Yoplait thick and creamy cinnamon roll yogurt, Yoplait red velvet cupcake yogurt, they all sound too good to be true, don't they? Great Value, which is Sam's low-fat vanilla yogurt, Dannon toasted coconut vanilla yogurt. Guess what? Don't kid yourself. It is not healthy. It is an artificially flavored dessert. And here's why. Here's what's included in these items. Sugar fructose, dextrose, high fructose corn syrup, modified cornstarch, caramel color, sucralose, aspartame, chemical preservatives, artificial flavor, artificial food flavors, genetically modified ingredients, and carrageenan. Those are the things you don't need that are in yogurts. If you're going to get yogurt, get plain yogurt and use your stevia flavorings in it. That, to me, is the best way to do it. Or just like sugar. Because you're not helping your children by handing them those nasty desserts. Anyway, there's a lot of good information in the email blast for you on damaging effects of yogurt or things that you don't want that are in yogurt. Monsanto's herbicide chemical damages the DNA, Natural Society says. A new peer-reviewed study found that soybean workers exposed to the herbicide chemical glyphosate suffer from DNA damage and elevated cell death. It isn't just farm workers that need to be concerned, though. Research in the German journal Ithaca stumbled upon significant concentrations of glyphosate in the urine samples of city dwellers. Many of the participants in that study showed glyphosate levels in their blood and urine that were up to 20 times the allowable levels in drinking water. Monsanto. Have you seen that new website of Monsanto? I think it's discover.monsanto.com, and it is amazing the questions people are asking. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We're going to be talking about whistleblowing in the next hour and some of the things that were important to me and some of the things I learned from being a whistleblower that I might do differently next time. We'll be talking about it because it's going to become more and more important that people stand and tell the truth. More important than ever, because if we don't, we will lose it all. There may be a chance, just might be a chance, that people standing and telling the truth about what goes on within corporations, businesses, banks, whatever. That's why I really admire and salute whistleblowers. And, of course, if you see a whistleblower on TV, they're pretty much a government-controlled whistleblower, and they like that. And there's a website called whistleblower.org that we've had those people on the program before, where you can go and have your case heard if you're a whistleblower also. But you better have your act together and your documentation together, too. I wanted to give you an update on Pastor Raymond, William Raymond. Many of you know him. He's been a caller on the program. He has stood, and he has stood on the IRS issue regarding a 501c3 church. That's sort of what he is very, very well known for. Anyway, his wife emailed me yesterday and said that his wife, Kathy, said that she wanted to let us know that William did have a heart attack. He has been in the hospital since last Thursday. He had surgery yesterday, and he ended up having a triple bypass open heart procedure. They did not have to use the heart-lung machine, thank you, God. And that's where they stop your heart and they let a machine do it for you. They were able to keep his heart beating on its own. The surgery was a shorter one because of that. He is in the ICU. She said she saw him briefly after the surgery and he was starting to come around. He still has a breathing tube and they wanted to remove that at 4:00 yesterday. I don't know if they did or not. Anyway, he is responsive to commands. And she said she's going to be staying with him, of course. He'll be in the hospital for about 5 days, just to let you know. And I understand that Sheriff Richard Mack is doing very well after his heart attack also. He was able to have a stent done, not the bypass procedure. Thank you, God, for Sheriff Richard Mack. And one of our listeners donated, oh, my goodness, I got to say thank you so very much to one of our listeners who donated very nicely to CSPOA. To help out Sheriff Richard Mack, because he has no insurance, ladies and gentlemen. And these people need support. You know, when they go out and do things like go and try and save this country, nobody provides you insurance. I don't know if you know that or not. And I really, really feel very strongly we need to support Sheriff Richard Mack. I mean, this man is giving his heart and his soul. I mean, everything he has. To saving this country. So please support CSPOA, CSPOA.org. And like I said, in the next hour, we're going to be talking whistleblowing. And I hope, oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, I just heard that Project Bluebeam, Project Grudge, and Project Sign documents are now going to be on the internet as of today. The government says, even though we are so stupid that we can probably not understand very much, they are going to give us 130,000 pages on UFOs. Project Sign, Project Grudge, Project Bluebeam. That's what I understand. 130,000 pages supposed to hit a website. I don't have the website. And if you do, maybe you could email me and let me know so that I can tell everybody which one it is. The 17-year-old who has been forced against her will to take chemo is being given it under duress. She is being given, against her will, the chemotherapy. She had a couple of chemo sessions. Then she said no. Then the court said, you're only 17 and 3 months old, so not 18. So therefore, we are going to force you against your will to have chemotherapy. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Whistleblowing coming up.